It is 42 degrees, and we continue with our March Mayhem Hope and Hoops. And the guy on the line is going to be here on Thursday, Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's I've always wondered when I'd get called up to the pros to be able to shoot. So it's kind of fun to be able to think that I'll be coming in on Thursday and go you, 10 for 10.
You hail
1 for 10.
It's five shots. It's five shots
of
Little Tykes Hoops. Well, you keep going, I guess. Yeah, and I'm sure they'll want to get behind you. I mean, we'll see. I won't make any Facebook Live promises because between the announcing, but that's a possibility. And you're about, what, 6'3"? 6'4"?
Yep. Yeah, 6'3".
All right. And so Ian's taller than you now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's 14, 15 now. I keep forgetting how old my kids are. So
yeah.
I suspect he's got a bit of a ways to go yet. But
yeah. You really? So you think he might be like
the largest flute player in Wisconsin?
You think he's going to be like 6'6" before it's said and done?
I don't know. I'm hoping he's slowing down. I hope for his sake that he doesn't hit 6'6". You know, if he were a basketball player, it'd be one thing. But you know, playing flute, you don't have to be particularly tall. So
okay, all right, good enough. There was something I know I was going to tell. Yesterday it was pineapples, and there was something else I saw on your always interesting. Seems to me it must have been on your Facebook feed. Maybe it'll come to me. So maybe we just won't have the humor on that right away. But Thursday you're going to be here, and so we'll look forward to that. And you'll take the early morning shooting. In the meantime, A Path to Wholeness, the wellness, our Lenten devotional. What we got today?
Yeah. So yesterday he talked about prayer. Today he's talking about the importance of Scripture in terms of becoming whole and kind of developing the habit of exposing ourselves to God's Word. And he actually wrote a really long essay about the importance of the Bible, how it's different from other forms of literature. But I was really struck by this quote by Thomas Merton that he shared. And he said, so Thomas Merton said, by reading of Scripture, I am so renewed that all nature seems renewed around me and with me. The sky seems to be purer, cooler blue, and trees a deeper green. Light is sharper on the outlines of the forest and the hills.
Huh.
And the whole world is changed with the glory of God.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Scripture gives us new eyes to see, or new lenses with which to see the world. And I think that has been true for me, too, is really digging into Scripture and being able to understand my own heart, the world around me better. You know, I think it's probably been one of the more useful practices I've used in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's talking about how do we do this? And he says, you know, pick up the Bible and read it. You know, it's it doesn't have to be complicated.
You know what, though? I mean, well, that's a good subject to pursue. Because the day I got saved, they were like, read the Bible, that's God talking to you. Okay. But then, and even if you go the one-year Bible, I mean, they have you... In my New Living Translation Study Bible, they've got a good plan, but a lot of it is Old Testament first. And then, I don't know, nothing against the Old Testament, but it feels like, I don't know, the New Testament is it's the New Covenant, so don't you want to go there more? And there's just so many differing theories, and it doesn't read like just any other book. I agree. I mean, there's a saying that the Bible will keep you from sin or sin will keep you from the Word of God. But I think trying to figure out a sensible reading pattern is a challenge.
Well, I think you're right. I think a lot of people get kind of slogged. You know, they get kind of stuck when they hit, you know, Numbers, if they start from the beginning.
Numbers, Leviticus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exodus.
You know, and I think, exactly. But starting with John, I think, is a really good way to go. One of the beneficial things I think John MacArthur has said is, you know, pick a New Testament book and just read it for the month.
Right, right.
Just read the whole book. And then when you get to the end, start over at the beginning.
Right. And then he actually says chronological reading for the Old Testament. But, yeah,
right.
Repetitive reading for the New. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think there's, again, it's the notion of take up and read. You know, I think it's just pick something and go. You know, if it's three lines from the Psalms, you know, every day. Great.
Right.
And it's the habit of getting into it. And I used to do a plan where I read 10 chapters from the Bible every day. And that became an issue of pride for me because I was like, ha-ha, I can read 10 chapters a day.
That's a lot.
It is, but you get through a lot of scripture, but how much of it actually am I meditating on? And so really it's a chance to be with God, you know, and to understand him better.
Good enough. All right. That's worthy. I'm thinking of Psalm 119, longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses, like 174 of them in some way, shape, or form mention the Bible and different ones in there. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. How can a young man keep his way pure by living according to your word? So the Bible says it about itself. It says, I'll help you with this. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you, Jason.
All
right, he's going to be in studio on coming up in just a little bit here on Thursday. So, what are you sitting down for, Susan? Girl, come on, this is the time.
I'm out of breath. Okay, I'm going.
Michael W. Smith, this is the time. Apparently, that's going to be our start song after 7 because, all right, Susan Jacoby, she's ready to go on her mom's birthday and she gets number one.
Okay.
Very good. She rebounds herself. She's stepping back and the number one, she's unbelievable underhand, 2 for 2. The next one, 3 for 3. You are amazing. The next one, underhanded. Just kind of honeycombs out. And lastly, 4 out of 5. You have Woo-hoo! Shown the way. 90%. You're like Ray Allen. My goodness.
If Ray Allen didn't mind shooting underhand like an old grandma.
But you know why? Rick Barry's got a few. Every time people call it underhand, like how many grandmas have you seen shoot like that? How did that become called the granny shot? I don't know.
Because most grandmas are humble and they don't care what it looks like.
Yeah. So you had a question this morning, Caleb.
Yeah, I guess we'll showcase my ignorance again. I was wondering what in the world is Melba Toast because it's Melba Toast Day I see on one of our calendars here.
Uh-huh. Right. And so, Susan, what is it?
I would say you're showcasing your youth because every diet back in the day featured Melba Toast. It is a extremely thin piece of, I would say, white bread that's super hard and it shatters when you touch it. And I think the reason it would be on a diet is because it's almost unpalatable unless you put something delicious on it.
I'm so glad we've graduated onto Physicians Weight Loss Center. Like Betsy's going through, we actually have something that makes sense.
Sorry, was that too long?
No, that was a little more than off-air. But anyhow, it was just we're around the fire last night. Some good family bonding. Hats off to my girls for leading the way. Some chicken and hot dogs. But instead of pudgy pies, we went with bread and then put some chocolate and melt the chocolate in those containers. But then it kind of got burnt, and it was like, nobody's going to eat this. But Dad did. I mean, come on. Garbage.
Don't let it go to waste.
And later, it was just like, I can't believe you ate that.
Yeah, Phil would do that too, though.
There we go. And on Susan's mom's birthday, talking about being a mom.
I am talking about being a mom. I did something that a mom should never do, and a mom never does, and that is take the last of anything in the refrigerator.
Aha.
So last night, I warned Catherine, my daughter. I said, I just want you to know, I used the last of the cream cheese to make a veggie wrap. And her response was, did you leave any for me?
I said, you just said you took the last of it.
Exactly. And so then the guilt is like, why? This is why the mom always takes the broken one and never takes the last one. So it never ends. And, motherhood. I don't know. My mom was the best mom. It's her birthday today. She taught me how to love sports. She taught me how to keep a clean house, except for my closet. And I just love her so much.
Well, happy birthday to her as she listens in Florida on the live stream at wib.com.
Right.
We're picking up on the cream cheese theme. So what was the food that you finished off? What was it that you had last night?
Well, here I was saying that one of my favorite foods from my basketball and snack extravaganza on Friday was the veggie dip that my mom made. But I neglected to mention that something that I had not had for a while that Lindsay was kind enough to make for us was ham and pickle roll-ups. And basically, it's just you get some nice Black Forest ham and some baby dill pickles and then cream cheese and roll it all together
you
and slice it up.
Spread the cream cheese on the ham.
On the ham.
Put the pickle inside.
Yep.
Roll it up.
And then slice it up into little hors d'oeuvres.
Oh. Yeah, it sounds so easy. I have only eaten that and never made it before. But
it's so good.
I'm going to make it today.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, if I hadn't have eaten all the cream cheese yesterday.
Huh.
But I'm going to get some more today, Catherine.
Good idea.
Will there be any left for her after you use it for the dill pickle roll-ups?
It's just funny because usually a mom's instinct is never.
Right.
You know, it's always to provide for her child.
Well, it's funny you say that because Simon Sinek has a book. I think it's called Eaters Eat Last. And when you said that about moms, I mean, I'm like, moms are the leader of leaders, right? I mean, they are.
Yeah.
They form the influencers. Yeah. And so it was that rarest of occasions that you just were
I know, because I'm trying to eat healthy, right? I'm trying to, and so I made very thin layer of cream cheese, veggie, you know, sprinkle with vegetables, veggie roll up. Then when she said, "You didn't leave any for me."
Ouch.
Well, okay. I mean, it's like the classic thing about, you know, a teacher asks the child and says, "Okay, there's five people in your family and there's cake. And how, you know, what fraction does each person in your family get?" And
four.
The kid says, 1/4.
Right.
And the teacher says, "There's five people in your family. Why 1/4? And he says, "Because each of us have a piece, and mom says she's not hungry."
That's exactly. That's how I should be. I am not that way yet.
Mothers, you sacrifice so much for us.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, moms.
And this show, you find the cake example, not the lifeboat. Caleb, we've pushed it off as long as we can. We can't push it off any longer.
Just got to take a deep breath, swallow hard, and do what I can here for Hope and Hoops. Last second pledges, certainly welcome. You can join Cody, Mona, Betty, Deb, and Michael, 715-396-6. 1670 with your text. And we won't divulge it yet. I've said off the air how many I think I will make today.
Uh-huh.
Mark took the over. Did Susan take the under?
No.
No.
I'm both taking the over, man. We believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
And I've been watching you practice.
Yes.
Taking notes.
But every time Susan started saying, wow,
no.
Wow, you're really doing well.
You know what?
Then they started going all awry and almost hitting
right.
her.
Sorry.
So what if you didn't sound
so
impressed? This is like reverse psychology.
I don't know,
yeah.
Caleb.
Yeah, we'll
I don't
see.
Know. Just see what you can do, man.
Again, thinking of Down to Earth and Moldy's Archery and Tackle for sponsoring our great prizes this morning. Two of our pleasures walking away with that. Everybody entered to win the grand prize.
Right.
Let's do it.
Here
Let's
we go.
Do it.
Let's
Seven
go,
in front of nine.
Caleb.
Are you a cheerleader?
No, not
okay.
a cheerleader.
All right.
Wanna be.
All right. All right, so that's the music, and here we go. He had the deep breath. There it is. The first one's on the way, money.
Woo!
1/1. The next one is 2/2.
Good.
3 to go. The next one, on the way, it's through.
Yes!
Yeah, hit the rim a little bit. 3/3. On the way, it. Oh,
whoa!
Yes, 4/4. He's going for perfection. Oh! Just off. All right, so 4/5.
Wow.
4/5, and he matches Susan.
Yes.
We won't say how I did when I shot yesterday. But
yeah, but
yeah.
He did his like a professional basketball player. I did mine like a granny
shot. No. You did yours like Rick Barry.
Oh, yeah, like Rick Barry. But good job, Caleb.
Yeah.
I wanted the last one, but you know what? I got a really, really fortuitous bounce on one of those. So I suppose beggars can't be choosers.
Perfection is boring, and you killed it. It was a thing of beauty.
And we were correct. We predicted over his prediction of 3.
I said 3, yeah. So I'll take 4. That'll be...